Well, I want to get started here. We have lots of information to cover today. So welcome to today's webinar. We are going to be speaking with Stephanie Turner. She's going to be joining us here in just a couple minutes. I'm Brenda McBride, and I'm the product manager for the Classmate Reader, which is a portable digital talking book player that was designed for individuals with learning disabilities. So with this, we wanted to invite Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic to talk about their services, to give you some general information, and just letting you know that HumanWare creates a lot of different players, and we create a special player actually for Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic that uses CDs. But also our Classmate Reader and the Stream are able to play content from Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic, and we'll be showing you and talking about that a little bit more. So with this, I'm not going to hold anything back. I'm going to turn it over to Stephanie, and if you have any questions at all, please remember to put them in the public chat, and have yourself a great day.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for participating in this session. Thank you, HumanWare, for hosting it. I'm going to be presenting a lot of information here, so hopefully I won't bore anyone too badly. So first of all, Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic. We have been in business now for over 60 years, and our vision is displayed on the screen is for all people to have access to the printed word. Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic, we're a nonprofit, not-for-profit volunteer organization, and we are the nation's educational leading library, serving people who cannot effectively read the standard print due to visual impairment, learning disability, or other physical disability. We'd like to create opportunities for individuals so they can succeed by providing and promoting effective use of accessible educational materials. Next. As indicated, we started back in 1948 when Ann T. McDonald, our founder, she dedicated her time and resources to record textbooks for wounded war veterans that were returning from the war. And she started actually in the upper room of the New York Public Library, and we've migrated since that time. We expanded nationwide at that time in the 1950s. The organization was called Recording for the Blind. In the 1960s, we converted the library from vinyl to reel-to-reel and then over to cassette tape. In the early 80s, RFB started their computerized operations and began to develop high-speed tape duplication. In the 90s, we changed the name because there was a much broader audience that can benefit from audiobooks, and the name changed to Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic to reflect membership for individuals with learning disabilities. And in the 2000s, we've gone digital. Next. Okay. Let me know if that's better. Okay, I'll move it away. Thank you. Great. Okay, so RFBND has two types of memberships, individual and institutional memberships. To be eligible for a membership with Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic, a person must have a documented print disability, such as a learning disability, a visual impairment, or other type of physical disability. And if you think your child or student may have this type of disability and can benefit from our services, you need to have certification of the disability. The certification process, there is an application, and on the application, a qualified professional in the field of disability services, special education, medicine, or psychology must attest to the physical basis of visual, perceptual, or other physical disability that limits the applicant's use of the standard print. Just about a year ago, we did launch a new service that members can now register online. So if they go to www.rfbd.org, you can create your registration online. Okay. RFB&D, right now we have over 46,000 digitally recorded titles. We work with key textbook publishers for K-12 and college levels. A lot of our textbooks are from the top three K-12 publishers, Houghton Mifflin, McGraw-Hill, Pearson, and this comprises the core of our collection. With our collection development, our librarians select the core novels, award-winning titles, award-winning literature titles. We have an online catalog that's very easy to use. I tell everyone that less is more when doing a search for books, and we anticipate the requests ahead of time. So we try to work with schools to gain the core curriculum to make sure we have those books in our library. Over 6,500 new books are produced annually, and this year we added approximately 9,000 titles to our library. Sure.
I'm just wondering if anyone has any questions at this point. Carol had a question a little while back, so if you do, please put it in the public chat area and we'll make sure to answer that. Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about what RFB&D offers with their membership. Right now, we have two distinct formats of our digital collection. Our Audio Plus books are in CD format. They're human narrated. This is full Daisy navigation, and they do require specialized hardware, software players to play back Audio Plus books. They are convenient and portable for any time. Many members, if you're familiar, we transitioned from cassette tape to CD somewhere between the period of 2006 and 2007. Just this past August of 2008, we offered a different type of distribution method of our books that we refer to as audio access. This is downloadable to a Windows PC or commercial player. They are still the same human narrated voices. With the audio access books, no specialized playback equipment is needed. So if you have a Windows-based PC with Windows Media Player version 10 or higher, you can utilize audio access books. These downloadable books are not DAISY format. They are WMA, Windows Media Audio, protected content. So I have to pause there and just say it will not play on an iPod because Apple is a proprietary system. But any commercial MP3 player that you can get from your local Walmart or electronics store that supports digital rights management will be able to play audio access books. What we're working on right now that we're looking to deliver late spring is another distribution method, downloadable DAISY. This is the same as our Audio Plus books that you receive on CD with the full DAISY navigation, recording and 2.02 DAISY. And it will play on players like the Stream or other AT devices out there that can support downloaded DAISY players. So the key to this distribution is for all the new players that are coming on the market, you'll be able to download directly to those type of devices. And again, this is all full navigation. And I see some questions that are popping up in the public chat. Will audio access books play on the Classmate? A no, because they're WMA protected content, but the downloadable DAISY books that we'll be launching in late spring will have the ability to play on the Classmate. However, these books are still only audio, they're not text. I see a second question. Can you burn the audio? With the new format, downloadable DAISY, that we'll be releasing in late spring, you will be able to download it to your machine, burn it to a CD as long as you have a CD burner installed on the PC and or the laptop, and then you can take that CD and play it in any CD-based DAISY player. Are there any other questions at this time on the three formats? The two are currently available as part of your RFBND membership. The third format, like I said, will be launching late spring. So we're targeting sometime around the end of April. Okay. Do you want me to repeat it, Brenda? Okay. All right. So a question was just asked if someone can find out, I guess in advance, what RFBND is doing. RFBND has a bi-monthly newsletter called Listen Up. So if we have your email address or if you have an online account where we've captured your email address, or you can send an email to CustServe, CustServe at rfbd.org. We can capture your email information and we can add you to our email newsletter distribution. There is a sure. Now we type and talk at the same time. Is there anything in the works to make it compatible with the Kindle 2? No, not at this time. That's, again, a proprietary distribution for text and audio directly from Amazon. So it's not a specific AT device. There's no navigation on the Kindle. I have played with it. It has built a page, but it's not the same as DAISY markup. We do have our technology team looking at it and investigating it, but I don't have any more details to share with anyone at this time. Okay. There is something new and exciting that we are offering for individuals at this time. Is a free audio access individual membership for any qualified student. This announcement was made on January 26, 2009. So any individual can sign up, any individual student with a qualified learning and apprent disability in the U.S. can sign up for 12 months of free access to RFBND's Learning Through Listening Library of more than 46,000 titles and literature via internet download. This special offer is in celebration of RFBND's 60th anniversary. It is made possible by the generous contributions of RFBND donors and major funding from the U.S. Department of Education. As indicated, you can register online, and for more information, you can visit the URL www.rfbd.org/audio-access, all one word. And let me just give a little more background about this free individual membership. This is for audio access books only. That's the new service that was just launched, the downloadable books that are in WMA format and plays on commercial MP3 players. This is not DAISY format, just WMA format. So if you have a membership and you're ordering audio access books only, that membership can be free based on the information that's on the screen. If you need the full DAISY navigation and you need to order a CD, then you'd have to speak with member services and they would upgrade you to an individual membership at the appropriate cost. Okay, I see that my voice is going in and out. Is that a little better? Okay. Sorry about that. Great. Okay. Any questions about the free audio access individual membership? Okay, which books can play on the stream? Right now, our Audio Plus books that we distribute in CD, there is a stream companion software that comes with the stream. Those books can be played on the stream. When we launch Downloadable Daisy, Downloadable Daisy books will be able to be played on the stream as well. The only books that will not play on the stream from RFB&D are the Audio Access WMA formatted books. Okay. Looks like I'm still having trouble with this mic. Okay. Any additional questions?
Go ahead, Constance.
What about the Zenstone iPod type new players and the Plex Pocket?
Great question. Thank you, Constance. Any iPod player is a proprietary system and will not support either Downloadable Daisy or WMA format. That's a proprietary locked system. We are having conversations with Apple, but I don't have a time frame on or an update on what will happen as far as that regard. But there are players that are called the Creative Zen, which is a 2, 4, I think 6 or 8 gig MP3 player that will play audio access books. We are working with Plextor to make the Downloadable Daisy books, as well as our current Audio Plus books on CD, playable on the Plextor Pocket. We hope to have that UAK, user authorization key, launched in the coming weeks. So there will be an announcement at CSUN that player, the Plextor Pocket, will support that format. Can WMA files be converted to MP3 with the Switch program? Regular WMA files can be, but the RFB&D books are encrypted, so you cannot convert those files out of the WMA format because of the protection scheme that is wrapped around them. Okay, I see a question in the chat room. How do you get the UAK for the stream? If you go to the RFB&D website, there is a link on the left-hand side panel that says Players and Accessories. If you click on that link, there is another screen that indicates user authorization keys for RFB&D books. You can click on there and read more information. Ultimately, you can't order any user authorization key at this time online. You have to call into our member services number, which will be posted on the last slide. Okay. Excuse me, I'm sorry. We are not allowed to distribute our digital content outside of the U.S. at this time. So all of our books and distribution is restricted to someone having a U.S. residence or a U.S. mailing address. Any additional questions at this point? Okay, great. We'll move on. And hopefully everyone can hear me and it's not breaking up. With regard to how we continue to move forward with RFB&D, we know how important it is to have scientific research. So we have done some investing in doing research studies with primary research and case studies to document learning outcomes of children with print and learning disabilities to use our audiobooks. We did a research study with Rutgers University, Johns Hopkins, Tufts, and Baltimore City Public Schools. Students with learning disabilities showed a 38% increase in content acquisition and demonstrated significant achievement and gains in word recognition, reading comprehension, improved reading rates, and increased reading accuracy. In addition, students achieved significant increases in standard scores for three essential reading skills: listening comprehension, phonological analysis, blending, and reading comprehension. And we do have those research studies published on our website in documented white papers. They are free resources, so anyone can go to the website and obtain PDF copies or request copies of the research studies. A little more about RFB&D and our production. We have centralized production and planning with volunteers, and we have approximately 30 specialized recording studios across the nation. That encompasses 190 recording booths, 7,000 volunteer readers, and reading comprehensions, which we've developed into some best practices. We use standardized production tools to develop and patent in all RFB&D studios, standardized reading conventions that are followed by all of the volunteers who read for RFB&D. All books at this time are read by human content experts, and we provide superior quality for reading text, appropriate emphasis and cadence, increases comprehension, and we have subject matter experts that describe charts, maps, illustrations, and a lot of this cannot be duplicated by synthesized voice. Okay. In addition, right now, RFB&D is serving over 235,000 members with exceptional service. We have a 24/7 online access to our extensive library, playback devices, and account management. We have member services support, which includes reference librarian services and product support. We offer free web-based teacher trainings and other classroom support materials. In addition, many are not aware, we do national achievement awards that total more than $50,000 for students with print disabilities. And lastly, you know, we have a convenient online membership registration and renewal process that's recently become available. Okay. Okay. When we talked about some of the teacher-focused website resources, we have a resource that was created by teachers for teachers. It's learningthroughlistening.org. And on that website, there are lesson plans, classroom strategies and activities, graphic organizers, resources and strategies for parents and teachers to foster effective and successful use of audiobooks, including information about teaching philosophies at UDL, the Universal Design for Learning, and presentation explaining the theory and basic how-tos of differentiated instruction. This is a completely free resource to teachers, educators. It's a great resource for parents as well. There is a video vault on there. Lesson plans are uploaded on a very regular basis, and they match the books that we have in our library. With regards to, you know, going over graphic organizers and different strategies. Okay, I see a question. Can I discuss the steps involved with downloading books onto the stream? and which books will play? And can I discuss whether these books can be downloaded and then navigated by heading? Great question. That is handled outside of RFBND. It's called the Stream Companion Software. So if you have a Victor Reader Stream, you would, as of right now, until we launch Downloadable Daisy, you would hook your stream up to your computer and insert your RFBND Audio Plus book. And then it's kind of a drag and drop or file transfer process that you'd move the book from the CD over to the SD card of the stream. And yes, you would have all of the navigation that's available and supported through our books, which are recorded in DAISY 2.02. So the page, chapter, heading, navigation, the bookmarks, the go-to-page feature, all of that is still encompassed. Okay. Let's talk about some of the benefits that we have for students. You have the choice of digital books that allow students with print disabilities to access the general education curriculum at the same time as their peers. This enables the students to meet the higher academic goals and achieve greater levels of academic success. It promotes independence and gives the students greater confidence and self-esteem. Our books are increasing independence and flexibility by empowering students to work on assignments independently in the classroom or at home. There's additional member services websites that has additional information, and back to those, some of those research studies that talks about how to help your students with either using our audiobooks and the research studies that shows that the reading comprehension and analytical skills improves. We think about some of the benefits for teachers, as indicated, the Learning Through Listening website. That's a great benefit. It complements the existing curriculum in all subject areas and provides access to general curriculum, all of the teacher training and support materials. We support classroom management so teachers can use audio textbooks as tools for students and continue working independently on assignments. And RFBND audiobooks help minimize the one-on-one instructional time that a teacher may spend reading textbooks to a student. Students are also more engaged with the text and the classroom activity. Okay, I see I'm fading in and out again. Okay, is that a little better? Okay, great. So I encourage, yes, okay, let's see. RFBND audiobooks help minimize one-on-one instructional time a teacher may spend reading textbook to students. Students are more engaged with the text and classroom activity. And again, that website is listed at the last bullet, and that is a free resource. Okay. Okay. We talked about some of our success and experience, and how we identify success is when a student with print disability can listen and learn independently, when they can tackle the same curriculum content as their peers, and when they have access to learning opportunities which enable them to pursue their own education and professional dreams. Okay. These are just some testimonials that we've received from some of our members, and it indicates that RFBND is an empowerment. When you start to educate yourself, you realize what a blessing and what a treasure it is. And I'm not going to read through them, but we do have a lot of testimonials. We gain a lot of feedback that enables us to make our program better. We take all feedback in stride, so I encourage anyone and everyone, if they have feedback about the playback devices, about the book catalog or collection, you can submit that information into member services at any time. One thing I had not addressed is RFBND and NIMAC-NIMAS. NIMAC is the National Instructional Materials Access Center, and NIMAS is the National Instructional Materials Accessibility Standard. As of recent changes, RFBND is an authorized user to provide student-ready instructional materials in NIMAS format. We'll be utilizing synthetic speech audio and full text synchronized at the sentence level with publisher images to produce these books. We'll be able to provide speed of delivery to states and students. It provides portability for students on hardware devices, meaning that it only plays the audio. We've worked with all of our vendor partners to ensure that when we deliver these books that they have the capabilities and the functions to see the text on the screen and hear the audio synchronized. And there will be, again, DAISY format, so you'll have that same page, chapter, heading level synchronization. And the text portion can also be read with tools that students may already have in their arsenal. Okay, I'll pause here and ask if there's any questions. I'm going to release my mic for a second. Okay, Carolyn, I see your question. You asked about what happens when the free membership expires. As indicated, this is made available by the Department of Ed through a grant. So we will be offering this promo for 1 year. At that time, they'll be reassessing with audio access. After the 1 year expiration, I will have to find out if it'll be upgraded to a regular membership, if it'll stay on that platform after the first year. If it will be upgraded to a regular membership, members will be required to pay the $35 renewal fee at that time of expiration.
I want to thank Stephanie for that information. We'll come back to your question, Sarah. I just have two last slides that I want to cover so you can see these, and then we are going to take you into the website for RFBND so you can see what we are talking about. So we'll answer your question in a minute. I wanted to let you know that we are going to have an upcoming presentation on March the 22nd at 2300 Universal. It's a universal time that happens over in Europe. So that's going to be 7 p.m. Eastern, and that's looking at international countries. So we're looking at Canada, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and looking at what services they are able to offer individuals in the international circuit. I also wanted to let you know on Tuesday, March 31st, I will be covering information on how to transfer files onto your classmate reader. That seems to be of interest for some individuals as well. So, and then the last slide is just my contact information. If you have any questions or any suggestions to make our webinar seminars better, by all means, please send me an email. And with this, we're going to now take you into the RFBND website, and I'm going to have Stephanie answer the question for Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. The information about downloadable DAISY is not on the RFBND site yet. We'll be making that announcement at the CSUN conference, which will start on March 18th out in Los Angeles, California. And then shortly thereafter, we will be posting information on our website regarding downloadable DAISY and its availability. I see a second question, the difference between the classmate and the stream. Brenda, do you want to take that one? Okay.
Thanks for the question, Jeannie. I will talk a little bit about both the players so that you're able to become a little bit more familiar with it. The Classmate Reader has an interactive touch screen, and it actually presents text and audio at the same time for those materials that are both DAISY and audio. The Classmate also has a built-in TTS, so it will read just text documents as long as you save it as a TXT file, an RTF file, HTML, or XML. As well, we have additional features to address audio files. So if you have an MP3 file, a WAV file, an OGG Vorbis, or unprotected WMA, RFBND material is protected, but the Classmate will play unprotected material, WMA material. The other difference between the Classmate and the stream is the Classmate has an onboard dictionary, so it was really designed for some academic use, and usually there are about 25,000 words in that particular dictionary. We're able to vary the playback on both the Classmate and the stream, as well as there are some additional built-in study tools on the Classmate. So we have the capacity to put in voice notes, record at the end of your chapter to summarize material, then the next day come back and listen to that in all file formats. So if you have just an audio piece of information, we're able to put in audio notes as well within that, and you will see a visual icon come up at where that location is. We're able to export our text notes, so if individuals are reading a test, for example, they can export that voice file if they are answering those auditorily, verbally. The other part that's a little bit different is we have a four-way navigation key. It's a little bit larger than the stream. The stream is it's about the size of a deck of cards. And so I saw that Jerry joined us on the call, and I'm going to pass it over to him, and he's going to talk about the stream. He is the product manager for the stream, and he'll be able to address a few extra questions. One of the things that I notice about the stream that's a little bit different is you're able to just do straight voice notes. There's a direct line in, so you don't have those notes attached to a book at this time. So with that, Jerry, I'm going to see if you are still online. If not, I will cover the stream.
Hi, it's Jerry. I'm just plugged my headset in. Can somebody give me a mic check and tell me if my mic level is okay?
You're sounding great, Jerry.
Thanks, Brenda. Welcome, everyone. My name is Jerry Chevalier. I'm the product manager in charge of Victor Reader at Humanware, so that, of course, includes the stream. Brenda covered it pretty well. The differences between Classmate and stream are fundamentally the extra addition of the touch screen on the Classmate and the talking dictionary and other kinds of studies tools, that product being definitely focused on learning disabled people and not for visually impaired or blind people. So the stream is a pocket size DAISY MP3 player and a voice recorder. And of course, like the Classmate, it has the built-in vocalizer text-to-speech voice so that you can play computer documents from your computer. As Brenda said, they must be TXT, HTML, RTF, or XML documents. And the stream will honor the headings in those documents. So if you have an HTML document, for example, saved from Microsoft Word, which has nested headings, you will in fact be able to navigate those headings with the navigation keys of the stream. The stream has a telephone keypad. That's the sort of central brain of the stream, the telephone-style keyboard. And on that keypad, we use the four arrows that Brenda mentioned, and those are mapped to the 2 and 8 key for up and down arrow and the 4 and 6 key for left and right arrow. So basically, how you move around in an audio or textbook on the stream is you choose the navigation level. So chapter, section, page, you choose that level of navigation using 2 and 8, the up and down keys. And at the level that you chose, you use the 4 and 6 keys to move back or forward at that chosen level. So if you choose page, then pressing the 6 key, which is the right arrow, if you like, will move from one chapter to the next. Pressing the 4 key will move from one chapter to the, or one page to the previous. If you select the chapter navigation level, then 4 and 6 moves chapter by chapter. You can also type in a page number on the telephone keypad and jump directly from the table of contents to that page number. So for RFB&D books, which are very well marked up with page numbering, you can use the table of contents in the RFB&D book. And when you hear in the table of contents the section of interest, you can go directly to that page number and in the audiobook. Stephanie mentioned that we have an accompanying software with the stream. It comes on the CD in the box and can also be downloaded from our website. It's free software, and it helps people who have some challenges or are not comfortable using Windows to move their files from their computer onto the stream. If you're able to use Windows copy and paste feature, then the stream can have its content transferred from the computer to its SD card using Windows. If you prefer to have some help and an easy style interface to help you do that job, then the Stream Companion software may be just a ticket. And the Stream Companion can copy the RFB&D Audio Plus CDs to the stream. And finally, besides the DAISY books, the MP3 and the text-to-speech, the stream is a voice recorder. So it has a built-in mic, just like the Classmate does. And in addition to the Classmate, it has an additional microphone jack. So if you need special purpose recording, like maybe interviews or something like that, you might have a microphone that you prefer to use for that. You can plug that into the stream. And then those voice recordings can be played back on the stream, or using the Stream Companion software, they can be transferred to your computer if you want to store the notes. We call them audio notes. They're not necessarily attached to a particular passage in the book, like on the Classmate. They can be made independent of the bookmarks in your book. So you can just make an audio note on the stream that has nothing to do with any book. It's just your grocery list or your contact list or something of this effect, or it can be a recorded meeting or classroom lecture, whatever you need to record. So that's a very quick 5-minute overview of the stream, and hope it answers the questions about the differences between the Classmate. So I'll turn the mic back to Brenda.
Thanks, Jerry, for sharing that information with everyone. I wanted to address the question from Jeannie. So would you say the stream is better for blind students than the Classmate? And my answer to that is yes. The stream was designed for individuals that are blind in mind, and the Classmate was designed for individuals that have learning disabilities and learning difficulties. They're print disabled. So with that, we're going to now go through the website, and I'm assuming everyone can see this on their screen. And I'm going to have Stephanie walk us through what we need to do in order to find out about the UAK information. So I'm going to turn it over to Stephanie, and we'll move forward.
Okay, thank you, Brenda. Brenda, you have control of the screen, correct? Okay. All right. So regarding the UAK information, on the left-hand nav bar, there is a link that says Players and Accessories, just fourth down. If you click there. Yes, I can. Yep. Okay. So then in the center of the page, the third hotlink, browse RFBND's line of user authorization keys, if you click there, okay, this gives user authorization keys for all the products that RFBND does not distribute. And what that means is that these are products that you would purchase the product from the vendor. So whether it's, and you can scroll down to see the list, whether it's the Stream, the Classmate, FS Reader, we have a number of products that we support. All of those products must be purchased directly from the vendor, and then you can come to RFBND and purchase the UAK. This screen is not a purchase screen. There's no e-commerce associated with it. This just gives the details and information and pricing information regarding the user authorization keys. You'd have to call member services, that number at the top of the screen, which is the 800-221-4792 number, to actually purchase the user authorization key. And the reason we do this is because we're covered under the Chafee Amendment. We need to ensure that we're providing our content to individuals who have a certified print and or learning disability, so we cannot make this orderable on the website. So you would have to call into member services to purchase a user authorization key. Any questions? Yes, if you can click on the second link in that says book catalog. So you can order your books online as long as you're an RFBND member and you've set up your user account, which would be your email address and a valid password, and it links to your membership ID. Once you go through registering a user account, it's like creating any other account on any commercial site. You would have to at some point enter in your membership ID as well, and that creates a correlation into your account. But this is where you can search for titles or browse our book catalog. So Brenda, if you wouldn't mind doing me a favor, in the title field, just type in Harry Potter. I'm not going to use a textbook. I'm just going to use this as an example. You don't have to have an account to search the catalog, but you would have to have an account to order a book.
We're just wanting to get you to the page that we're at. I'm wondering if you guys can see the search results page on the screen. I'm going to go back. So if you want to, once we're done this particular presentation, go through the search results. Actually, 34 different options come available, and we're thinking that it might, you aren't able to see for various reasons, but you'll see a bunch of titles on the side. Do you want to explain that screen, Stephanie?
Okay, I guess it would help for you guys to hear me if I actually turned my microphone on. My apologies. So when you're doing a search, there are two different book formats that will come up right now. One will have an icon of a CD that is representative of our Audio Plus books in CD. That's the DAISY format. The other will have an icon of an MP3 player. That's the format for the WMA audio access books. So the shelf number of the book will be the same, but the prefix will be different. So for the digital books and CD, they'll have a DT prefix, and the others are WMA, they'll have a WM prefix for Windows Media Audio. So those two will appear in the search results. And I see someone typed in.
Oh, for me to speak up. Thank you. Sorry. And that you still see the search screen.
As I indicated, you can all go to rfbd.org. Okay, now I see where it jumped to orderable. Brenda, I don't know if it'll let you go back one screen. Okay. Nope. Now I see an error that's showing. Okay. Yeah, you can go back forward a bit. Sorry about that. Yeah, everyone can have access to doing a search on the book catalog. If you hit forward, will it take you off of the screen? Yeah, why don't we do that? That's fine. I apologize. I think it's because we're going through the training system. It might be looking for something different. But from the book catalog, you don't have to have an account to search the titles. So a lot of times I will have members come or potential members come and ask what types of books or if we have a catalog. We do have 46,000 books in our collection, and we're adding, you know, thousands of books per year. I always tell everyone that less is more when doing a search. And, you know, if you search by title or by author, you don't want to limit your results. The other key thing to note is that if you're doing a search and for any reason on like a specific textbook, or math book, if you're doing a search and you don't see the result, always call in to our member services line, because sometimes it's just a matter of the way if the author's name or the publisher's name, if they were spelled incorrectly, or if there's a word missing in the title. So even if you don't see it come up on the search results online, always call into our member services for them to assist. Because in addition, the book could be in recording as well. But as I mentioned, so if everyone is at their computer or, you know, when we finish the call, you can go on, you can search the library, see the types of titles. You'll see the two different formats that will display for the two types of books that we offer right now in our distribution. If we can go back to the home page. Yes, I see the search catalog. Okay. All right. Okay. I'll wrap it up. Well, actually, you know what? Why don't I leave with this? If there's any questions or anything I can address at this point.
I want to say thank you to Stephanie for all the information that she shared with us today. I wanted to remind you that you will be able to see this presentation within our archives department within 1 to 2 working days once I have prepared that presentation. I see that Amy, if you have a question, I'm going to release the mic so you can ask your question. With that, I would like to thank everyone for coming, and please remember the dates of March 22nd and March 31st for our next webinar presentation. And if you would like to receive information, then sign up for our newswires on the HumanWare webpage. With that, I wish everyone a wonderful weekend, and thanks for joining us again. Thank you. We're signing out.